All right, well, let's get into this episode and let's see who wins or who loses.
I have opinions. I'm so ready for this.
Yes. So if you don't know, we're not blind reacting to this. Spoiler alert, we have watched the episode.
Yes.
And then now we're like rewatching it. We always rewatch it. That way we can kind of talk over.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes when you're like with another person, you kind of experience things differently than how you would experience it by yourself. And so,
yeah,
I was really emotional during this episode.
Really?
Yeah. I like,
okay,
I didn't cry, but I like felt like very emotional. I just felt so proud of this person. And I just like, I don't know. I didn't want to cry, but it was there. It was
okay.
It was happy. It was like a happy emotion. And I was just like kind of overwhelmed. Also, I was hella high, so
I was also when I watched this. It's just kind of like on Friday after work, like you don't want to, like, you're not gonna come home and be like, let me drink my, like, I'm gonna stereotype people that don't drink or don't do something. I'm not gonna go home and be like, I have my glass of water and my white piece of bread and be like, let me enjoy that. Like, no, you're gonna have an edible. You're gonna vibe out. If you're me, you're gonna have a Dr. Pepper.
Actually, I didn't have a piece of white bread. I had some oat nut bread. Thank you very much.
Okay.
So, thanks for calling me
She's
out.
She's healthy.
She is a little healthy, you know. She's not a bimbo bread eater, you know. She's just a regular bimbo. Rematch. You said it last
episode. I'm gonna stand by what I said before. I think it's a rematch between Raja and Isis. It's gonna be the designers.
I also agree. Dom and Rita Bega, I know.
Rita Bega won two of her balls, or not balls, two of the design challenges, and was in the bottom for the ball.
For the ball. But, I mean, who knows? She's been doing great in this competition, so I'm excited for her. Victoria Scone, we have yet to see her.
We have yet to see a design challenge. Silky, I think, was safe.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
That was so
long
ago.
I'm pretty sure they were safe. Mm-hmm. Pretty much for every single one.
But who she's else? Kind of a look queen, like more or less. Like she's kind of like
she was on. I did not care for Silky's fashion on season 11.
Mm, yeah,
I thought it was a little bit drab.
Okay,
predictable. Season All Star 6, she definitely.
Yeah, she elevated.
I mean,
it a little
her
bit.
Entrance look is still one of my favorite entrance looks of all time. Hands down. And I thought she did really well. But she went home so early, we didn't really get to see a whole lot of her fashion. Especially since the first episode was talent. We saw you're not going to wear the most extravagant stuff for talent.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to spoil this one, but I really think if there's one person who's really stepped up their fashion from their original season, it is Silky.
Yeah, I am really, like, I was going to say that I'm really impressed with the looks that she's pulled out so far.
Yes.
And like, you can tell, like, she's definitely taken drag, like, serious. Like,
yes.
And she's elevated.
I think she also just has more money.
Yeah.
I think she always had this creative looks, and she wanted to do these type of looks, like, exaggerated, very, like, avant-garde, but also very, like, dramatic and showgirly looks. But I think money, I mean, we both know this, and I think a lot of, like, if you're a performer listening to this, lot of money does restrict us though on
poor?
What we can do.
Are you calling me poor?
Let's not lie, like, drag looks are not for, like, they're not like $50-$100 looks. Like, we're talking like to do a really, like, conceptual out of the box look, you either have to have the designer. And the little, you have to be like a trash twink.
Yeah.
Or twink trash. Follow them on Instagram.
Twink trash?
Twink trash, trash twink. I don't remember. I'm getting their names flipped. The listeners will know who they are.
Okay. I am not as educated as the listeners.
They're an amazing designer that can pull very, very amazing looks on a penny. You have to be like that, which is like such a small fraction.
Yeah.
I don't have that. Or you just have to have money, because you can have all these cool ideas, and then you're just like, fuck, like, stones cost, like, this amount of money, and, like, everything just adds up so fast. Like, even if you hot glued a corset, it's like, well, you don't want a shitty corset. Mm-hmm. Well, that's like $65. And then everything you add to it is an additional amount of money.
And time. I mean, time is money.
Like, exactly. And hair is not... I don't do hair. I can never do hair.
Yeah, don't get me started.
But hair is easily $150 more for a quality wig, unless you're doing an exchange thing where it's like, I'll sell this for you if you do a wig for me, and then you can get something done a little cheaper.
I want more human hair. That's why I'm growing up my hair, so I can...
Do that human.
Yeah.
Do that human. I love human hair. I think human hair looks amazing on queens, and I stan it. But, like, one of my, like, cancelable opinions is I really am not that big fan of, like, human hair in general. I don't think it's very... Ooh. Am I going to gatekeep drag right now?
No.
I don't think it's very... To me, to my persona.
Yeah.
To she's a her persona. It doesn't... It's not draggy enough for she's a her.
Yeah, I mean, your drag persona is also, like, very... I don't, eccentric, conceptual, like, it's very hard to, like, I don't know, like, I like human hair because I like pulling, like, almost streetwear looks.
Okay.
And, like, I like, I mean, I'm Latina, so, you know, just, like, the hairography.
Yeah.
I'm not a dancer, I don't like... Human
hair in a fan is so good.
It's just like the mobility of it. Just like, it's fun to like flip up and like, I don't know.
And I'll probably eat my words later about this, but for me as someone, especially that's non-binary, if I'm painting a feminine mug and then I'm pulling a human hair on, that kind of looks like natural, like it looks like real, I mean it's real hair, but it looks real. I'll almost get that like almost dysmorphia, being like, oh no, I look too woman.
Yeah.
Like, I look too feminine. It's the same thing where when I was in the military, I would like, you know, shave or stuff like that. Or even if I do grow a beard and stuff like that, I'm almost like, ooh, too masculine.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary. And so I think maybe that's internally. I have a little internal.
Like, yeah, I mean,
it's. Like, freaked out by that because it almost is like setting off my alarm bells in regards to my gender identity.
Yeah. I mean, gender identity is a
conversation. Well, if I'm in a hair that's like a little ball in my head and I'm like, oh, this doesn't look real, so this is like fine.
Yeah.
Like
gender dysmorphia is real, especially in drag. And
exactly. Like, I think I get that hard if I don't do my hard blush and I just do like a very like natural looking face, and then if I throw a human wig on, I'm like, oh god, like and I'm wearing like more streetwear stuff, which I do love, like let's reclaim streetwear,
for real.
But I'm all about that, but I'm like, this feels a little like scary. Maybe I'm fighting something. We're deep into my mind right now. Let's just start the episode.
Like, she's a what human hair wig like hurt
scared,
you?
Yeah.
Like who whose wig hurt you? That's what we need to know.
Oh my god. Like a year later, I'm just wearing human hair wigs. I'm like on like
Did you get like hair flipped, like hair whipped by like Jules Madison's hair? Like now you're traumatized by
human hair? I'm probably just jealous. No. She's hotter than me and I'm bitter. She's so hot.
Jules, if you're listening, hi.
We love you. We love you so much. I'm obsessed with you. Friend of the pod.
Yeah. But okay. We have been talking.
Let's get in.
Let's get into this.
Let's get in.
Let's press play. Let's see what we can get into. Right. So we were just talking about how we're reclaiming beards, or how beards don't really have to define your
drag. Beards can be like, beautiful drag.
And they can be feminine, too. Who's to say they aren't?
Yes. So who do you think Raja picked?
Ooh.
I'm curious.
I hope that she picked Stephanie for the sake of like the competition. But also, I kind of want Anita out. I wanted her out. I don't know. I just feel like, again, like, she didn't really step it up.
I am thinking she voted Anita out.
Anita.
So, yeah. So, Isis said that she's playing fair. Mm-hmm. And so, she's going to... That's why she sent Stephanie home. Which I think is true. true. Bottom versus a low bottom. Mm-hmm. You get to get sick. Also, if you send your own person home, it's kind of saying, okay, I'm not playing favorites.
Yeah, I forgot that she lip synced, and I was like, wait, why is she wearing that with this mug?
Oh. So she picks Stephanie.
Yeah.
Also, can I just say this? Trend alert. Beep, 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 beep. Stones on the face. Look at everyone. Anita, Isis, Vanity, and Rita all have stones on their face. And Silky.
Oh, and so did Victoria Scone on her cheek. Yeah. Unless that's just highlight.
Have you ever done that?
Stones, yeah.
Have you ever put stones on
when
your face?
When I first started doing drag, I started putting stones. I used to...
What do you use? You use liquid latex or...
No, I just use snail glue, to be honest. I know. I was a baby queen. I didn't know any better. Or no, I used lash glue.
Oh, that's probably fine.
I put little stones in the corner of my eye because I wanted to create a little signature for myself.
I need to do that.
It was cute. It was a moment. And I kind of stopped after a while. I think when I took my first break from performing... And then I stepped up my face in general, and I was like, mm-hmm. okay. And so I didn't do it. I should go back to it. It's very popular.
I want to try it, especially since I do such a black, a black wing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to put a little, sparkle in the corner.
Yeah.
I don't like putting white there because it gets, we all know, in drag, you perform and you get...
Sweaty,
your eyes water, shit happens, and then it gets, muddy looking.
Yeah. And especially with white, that's why, everyone tells me that I should do, a white liner. I'm like, yeah, but then it, smudges, and then, I don't know, I don't like how it bleeds into each other, and it's not white anymore. It's
also, it doesn't look natural.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're going for, your drag is very natural, and if you put that white underneath your line, mm-hmm. it doesn't look, it opens up your eye, but it doesn't make
it
look.
Yeah, it doesn't look real-ish. Yeah. You don't want to be safe. Congratulations to Isis. Period.
Yes.
And she definitely deserves that win. I was seeing on Instagram that people were saying that she should have been on the top for the first episode. For the girl group.
I could see it.
I could see it, but
I don't think top two.
No. I don't think that she deserved to win. I mean, everyone's deserving of winning, whatever. But she definitely didn't do the best.
Yeah. I thought she was... She could have been high.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't see win.
For me personally, I couldn't see the emotion in her face because her face is just so stamped.
Yes.
Perfectly. Nothing wrong with her mug. But it just I don't know. There wasn't it wasn't Vanity.
Yeah. I thought it was, for me, it should have been Vanity and Silky, and I will die on that table the day
that would have been a lip sync.
I still think Vanity would have won.
Yeah.
I think the song was a little more less emotion based and more turn it based. Which Vanity does well.
So while we were talking, we missed, they were asking who is next to go, and they all said that Isis Couture should leave. Just kidding.
Could you imagine?
Oh no, that would never happen. They say that the next to go is Anita Wiglet, and I agree. I mean,
I agree.
But I mean, I don't know. She could have learned how to sew.
She could have, but she, at this point, you're looking at it statistically.
Yeah.
That's how I look at stuff. That's how, if, I was in their shoes on the show, mm-hmm. I would look things statistically.
Yeah.
Statistically, we've had two performance-based challenges. We are probably, looking around, we only have 6 episodes. We're probably getting a design challenge about now.
Yeah.
So, I would say, Anita, you went home in your design challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably the one going.
I'd be so nervous.
So, but Anita says that she just wants to have fun.
Yeah.
And now apparently she's going to have fun.
Yeah.
You
should
have,
drag is fun. You should just be having fun in general. So.
Get out of your head. We know you flew,
mm-hmm.
4,000 miles to get here. You know, you paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, so it's what's not clicking?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can relate. No. I'm just kidding. It's like, no, she's handling probably way better than I would. Yeah, no. I'd probably be crying. I'd probably be like, oh, you don't have your phone. So I couldn't call Andrew and be like, I just spent all this money and all this travel here. I'm in the bottom two, the first two episodes. Like, what the fuck is wrong with me? I'm so bad at Drake. I'm quitting and walking out. That would be me. I'm glad she's vibe. Having fun, but.
Now. Episode three.
Now she's having
she's
fun.
She's like, it was worth it now. Yeah. Now it's
time. I love how we just sit here on our couch being like, this is what I would do. This is what you should do. And if we were, I just know me, if I was in that situation, day one, I'd be like, I'm so overwhelmed. I'm freaking out.
I would have cried already.
I'd be crying. Sure. I'd definitely be that crying confessional, pheromoning it. I'd probably walk in crying just because I'm like so stressed. I'm like, you meant to stay in one spot, get all these like takes. I'm like, this is too much. This is too much.
I would think that I would walk in pretty confidently. And then I would pull a, why is she escaping my head? The iconic lip sync, Shut Up and Drive. Not Tatiana, but
Alyssa Edwards.
I would just walk past the queens and be like, oh, who is this in the mirror? She's cute. And then turn around and be like, oh, hi.
Oh my god.
No, I'm just kidding.
You're so shady.
I love Alyssa Edwards. This particular challenge is going to be a challenge.
She was rumored to be on this one.
What?
She didn't. She was one of the rumored queens, not the ones that were contacted, but.
Oh, that would have been so nice. I miss her on TV.
I too.
So they announced the challenge, and it's the weather ball.
Raja. Now I'm glitching. But Raja made most of her looks for All Star 6 and Season 11. So she was just saying to Vanity, she's being held on a very high standard.
Yeah.
While Vanity was in the bottom.
Yeah.
So Vanity is not. So Vanity has to step her up, but Raja has to live up to expectations. Yeah.
And I did mention, like, I think the first episode or two, and I did make a comment about how Vanity's boyfriend makes her looks, and so she must have learned something. And she did say something along the terms of, while getting ready for this, she did help her boyfriend, so she did learn, and she brought patterns. I don't know, you can bring patterns. I would definitely do that.
Yes. Speaking of patterns... Miss Silky, Nutmeg Ganache, forgot her patterns at home.
Yes.
I would not do well if I had that realization.
No, never.
I would cry.
Even with the layout and like the foundation to like do a garment, I think under the stress I would just kind of cave. I would not.
I think you could do it. Honestly, with the patterns,
have a lot of faith in me.
The only reason I'm not gotten to sewing designing, like being a seamstress or the designer, is I'm horrible with patterns and I'm horrible at math.
Oh, okay.
So I can run things through a machine. I know my stitches. I know how to, like, build something, but I'm just bad at the patterns. Oh. Like, the measurements and stuff, you lose me. 1/4 of an inch, 1/4 of, like, I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Girl, I don't...
Be like, it's a finger length. It's a nail length. It's a nail. Then I can, like, click.
Girl, me and Matt, we just don't click.
No. Brad knows how to dress, because this look is phenomenal.
All the monochromatic looks...
He looks good.
Always.
I want that jacket.
Right now, Isis is doing her little presentation with Brad and showing him what she's going to be doing. Based off of this, I'm kind of scared. Like, I don't... Like, I love the drawing, and I have trust in her that she'll execute it, but right now, what I see, it just doesn't read fashion to me.
Okay. I disagree.
Really?
Looking at this, I see a plan and an execution for this look. She's built a base that she can slip into that's already being tied to her body, and she can just add on to those ropes. It's something to build off of. Okay. Without having to sew a bodysuit, a cat suit, or a dress, she's made that out of yarn and a rope. Yeah. And now it's form-fitted, so when she pops that corset on and then puts everything over it, it will. Oh, wow. It's. I see where her mind is going. Okay, gotcha. I'm on the same wavelength.
You trust the process.
I do.
I'm very skeptical of the process. In most things in my life, where I'm just like, I don't see it. And so it's very hard for me to like envision things when people are like trying to do things, because I'm a very. Show me the finished product, and then I'll have my opinion. But Silky is doing a
cheetah print
look. I'm really excited because I love her cheetah print and her confessional look.
I'm a big sucker for animal print.
Girl, you're wearing a cheetah print hat right now.
I fully am. A lot of my drag is cheetah and leopard print.
Yeah.
I love leopard print. Anything leopard or animal print. Again, we are going back to what I said in episode one, is if I like the color of the fabric, I will be more forgiving of what it looks like. Pastels and animal print, I am immediately forgiving of it.
What do you think of this color palette? She was just told that she should avoid yellow.
Disagree.
Disagree?
Vehemently disagree.
Okay, I'm going to pause because Raj is entering, but I want to hear why you disagree or yellow.
Vehemently disagree is yellow reads to me easily. Again, so
But this is couture.
The design is caught in the rain couture.
Mm-hmm.
Caught in the rain. What do you think of?
Well, a rain jacket.
Yellow obviously, rain jacket. Yeah. Play with the yellow rain jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Play with that look. For me, what I would do is I would do like a little like rain jacket moment with a little yellow rain jacket.
Okay.
Maybe make it bigger into almost so it's like almost like it has a train.
Oh, yeah.
On it.
I could see it.
And then I would have an umbrella where you rip away things, so it's just metal. And it's like you're an umbrella, but you got shocked by lightning. So you'd paint your whole arm black and then douse the other half of your yellow rain jacket in like black or blood. So it looks like you got electrocuted.
Oh, perfect.
And then you have a little like box, and then you use white fabric to look like it's pouring out salt. Mm. So you look like the little salt girl on the packet, but she got shocked by lightning. But it's just like very like couture, avant-garde, yellow, essentially yellow jacket.
Yeah.
But it's a very like high-low yellow jacket that's also like hand-painted to look. Now, would I have time to do that? Probably not.
Oh, yeah.
Do I know how to do that? Definitely not. But I'm saying if I had Isis's or someone's capabilities of sewing, that's what I would do. And I think yellow's a great look. You can play with like the Salt Girl, Paddington Bear, I didn't
think of that.
The Georgie from It. Like, there's a lot of things that caught in the rain you can do. You could do like It. Like, do the clown It, but a yellow rain jackety or in a yellow, like, clowny thing where it's almost... You can be creepy. Like, yellow caught in the rain, do yellow. I disagree with Brad. I think he's going from a fashion moment where yellow, yes, I do not like yellow.
Yeah.
But caught in the rain, yellow is a great color to go with. Yellow and black are two great colors to go with. I think these queens aren't going to... What I'm worried about is none of them are going to, like... They're trying to go out looking pretty and avant-garde and cute and very, like, fashion runway. I don't think they're going to distress themselves enough, which we'll find out later. I actually have a hot take later when we get to the runways, where I think someone that wasn't complimented on the look should have been, because I think they actually did a genuine 100% great look caught in the rain. I'd fully believe this girl got painted for the gig, got her hair on, got her wig on, was going out having a cigarette outside, and got dumped on the rain, and then tripped and fell, and then ran back inside. And I'd say, that girl got caught in the rain. We'll see who.
Okay.
But I know this girl got caught in the rain. And I would have, if I was on the judging panel, I would have said, I love this look. Your other looks are rotten. You should go home. You should have been home a long time ago. But this look, this look was actually not a failure. This look was actually very good.
I think I know who you're talking about. And yeah, we'll talk more about it when we get into it. Rita Vega, I like her color palette. I'm not against it, but it doesn't give me caught in the rain.
Yeah, I like trust Rita Vega, but also I don't, because her design challenges, like, she should have not won.
Yeah.
The first one, won the second one, and the last one she was in the bottom. So it's like... I feel like the judges are gassing you up as a great designer, and you're not really. I mean, I don't know what look she pulls on outside of those two challenges.
Yeah.
Because you don't see, you know, you don't post a video or post a picture and be like, I made this myself. Yeah. Unless you're like me. But, you know, I don't know what she has. I'd be a little more doubtful when it comes to Rita. I'm not like, you're not like Ice Siraj, or I'm like, you've made looks. Like, I know you have that in you. Rita, I'd be a little bit like, okay. All like, right, well, that color palette, I'm not buying that color palette.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it just doesn't read.
It's fall.
Caught in the rain. Yeah, it is very fall.
Caught in the leaves.
Yeah.
Which maybe is raining leaves.
Maybe
who that's knows? What she's going for.
I
mean, for.
Like, just like I said, like, maybe she has, like, this whole, like, artistic, like, vision that, and a story behind it that we just don't
get. Don't know yet. Yeah.
Vanity, I noticed that she has this ruffles and like the streamers. It's always the streamers for me. I'm like, yes. Girl, get rid of it. Like, no.
It's tacky, it's cheap. Yeah. It's giving Drag Race Netherlands background with the streamers. But she says the worst word, which I think if she could have sold this look and you not use the word bodysuit. I think when she said it's a bodysuit with this stuff to the judges, they're like, oh, it's a bodysuit? If she would have said it's a, like, I don't know, if she would just explain look without using that word bodysuit, I think the judges would have been a little more on her side.
Yeah, we'll get into, like, the looks, because I do agree with the judges on something that they say to her.
Yeah.
So Victoria Scone, she seems pretty confident in this when she's talking to Brad.
You know, I think Victoria Scone, I'm not seeing her in a design challenge, but she seems like a queen with really good vision and taste.
Yeah.
Or that's why I would trust her.
Mm-hmm. I do. She's very polished and she's very put together. And so I do see that maybe she does have like an eye for like details. So I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to see what is she doing. Oh, I love Hollywood Jade.
I do too. He's so hot.
I always feel so bad when they like have their, in any franchise, when they have like their celebrities come out, and like, I don't know who that is. Even sometimes on American Drag Race, I'm like,
I don't know.
I'm like, I don't, who is that? And I'm like, oh, this is the person that was on so-and-so. Unless it's like Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Like big names.
And I think Ariana Grande is going to be the, opening the premiere judge for the new U.S.,
for season
15.
What season are we on? 15.
15? I almost said 14. I was like, wait, nah.
Wait, the season that I'm on, and I forgot. Okay.
Girl.
The delusion.
Your promos are coming out soon, right?
Soon.
So someone's coming up yellow. Oh, it's Rita. But it's more mustardy yellow.
Yeah. It's still reading a little fall. Like, that's like orange. Mm-hmm. Silky is like hard at work, and you know she's taking this competition serious because she's not talking.
Exactly.
She's not dancing and like carrying Miley Cyrus across the workroom.
The stage.
She is working hard.
She's focused.
Are you for or against the toupee on ISIS? Are you just
gonna stay there? I am not for it. I think she's hot without it.
Yeah.
She's hot with it. She's also hot without it. So I say leave it at home.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I definitely do like a little like buzz cut moment though too.
I do too.
I see a lot of blue.
There's a lot of blue going on. And as Isis and Silky said, there's a lot of bodysuits going on. Which, so Silky now it's going around.
Oh, she literally just said what I said. I love this outfit that she's wearing.
Yes. Give me big, like, librarian vibes.
Mm-hmm. Like, she's gonna give, like, she's gonna service church. I love church. This.
Where is it? Silky says it coming up. And I absolutely die when she said it. She's going around. She's rooting out the competition. You know, Nita Singh doesn't look bad.
Yeah, no.
Doesn't look bad. I'm not mad at it.
Period.
Baby, I see the clowns over there. I just, I don't see the fashions. I love that. That quote from Selfie. Yes. I'm looking around and all I see is no high fashion. I see high circus.
Yes.
I look around and see clowns. I died when I saw that.
You came into a circus and they're giving you clowns. I'm scared. After seeing...
There's a lot of blue.
The blue, especially that, like, shiny metallic... Like, no read on anyone who wears, like, the shiny, like, metallic fabric or anything, but...
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. It's cheap. It does. It kind of does read cheap.
It's very cheap.
I know, like...
Now, there's ways to make it not cheap.
Yes, yeah.
However, if you're just doing, like, a... Like, I hate to say it. If you're doing a catsuit or bodysuit of it, it's giving Amazon... Bought it for $20. Yes. Very, like, bad fabric that's gonna rip. Mm-hmm. It's gonna have a horrible zipper in the back. So, I mean, if you do have that, there's nothing wrong with having that fabric, but, like, I would definitely, like, throw some shit.
Yeah, at like, least, like, some, throw a buckle or something. I don't know, like, yeah. Something. Cause
or maybe make it in an unconventional way. Mm-hmm. Like, a little, like, high-low dress with a little, like, with, like, a little, like, one strap at the top, you know, and a little slit, and then tie low. That's cute.
A slit?
Did like, you a little slit a here, slit? And then, like, a tie low.
Yeah.
That'd be very cute. But, like, if you're just gonna go on a bodysuit, and that's it, in that fabric.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not, it's not the most flattering.
Yeah.
It's also not very forgiving. Like, the way, like, it's not forgiving. It's maybe forgiving in stretch, but it's not forgiving in, like, body dimension. Together.
To compress, yeah.
And so you can see the corset, you see all that stuff, which is not bad. If that's what you're going for, that's what you're going for. I've been there.
When I first started drag, I think I wore one of those like little shiny skirts from Rexstock.
And I probably still have them in my closet. Yeah.
And I
like,
and I thought I was the cuntiest bitch on earth.
We all do. Which, I love booger drag.
Yeah, honestly.
So sidebar, there's nothing more than starting drag on an open stage night with, you go, with your, like, one Judy that you know is doing drag with you.
Yes.
You go, you're all backstage, you're all are delusionally, like, mama, we're giving, we look so good. Yeah. Your eyebrows are, like, here and here. They're varying in thickness and color. The lip is thrown on. The lashes, some of them don't even have lashes on.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Your contour is shaded the wrong way for me. I shaded the contour down, not just blended it. I was like, I need to, it was so bad. Anyways, you're all backstage just being like, yes, we look great. Oh, let's take photos together. We look so good. We are the baddest bitches ever. And then there's a one established queen that's like mothering, that's the host of the night. And it's like, oh my God.
It's like who are these
chickens? Who are these girls? Those are the nights I love. Yes. Like, I love those days of drag where it was just queer people
just
dressing queer. Up and having fun and being unapologetically queer.
Yeah.
And so whenever I get in my head about drag looks or this stuff or am I doing the right thing, I'm like, what would Baby Shiza do?
Yeah.
What would bring her
happiness? Were Baby Shiza, you were Baby Gratch.
Oh, we were Baby a lot of names. We cycle through names, Mama, but I love that. I mean, you've had that. Sometimes I look back and I'm like, oh, God. Like, yeah. Just because,
I was always polished, you know? Okay. I'm just kidding. No, I definitely had my booger moments. And I mean, I still have my booger moments.
Everyone does.
Yeah.
I do.
Sometimes, like, I paint really fast, and so, like, my mug just doesn't come out, and, like, my looks are just whatever. I'm like, you know what? I'm doing drag for fun. I'm just doing drag for me, you know? And that's all that matters. I paused this because I wanted to talk about two things. One right now, Vanity's mug.
The blending. Pause it at... So if you're going to watch along, pause it at 22 minutes and 55 seconds, and you get the side eye of Vanity, that purple to pink,
with a little,
chef's kiss.
A little bit of blue there.
Yes, it is delicious.
It's so good. I love when like they do close-ups of their makeup, of them doing their makeup, because sometimes I'm just like...
Sometimes you learn that way.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that sometimes will screenshot?
Mm-mm.
And then I will be like, okay, so you did it this way. You put the powder here, and you can you can draw the dimensions off of their ear. And be like, okay, so the powder that high here. That's how I learned how to do drag.
Yeah. I love watching videos and just watching people, and I will stop as well and zoom in just to see, like, how they like blend it in what direction to like give their eye shape a different like
I do
shape.
The same because and I don't do makeup tutorials because they're always face on. Mm-hmm. You don't get that raw
like side.
Like for Drag Race, yeah. You get that raw. So there's a I'm mm-hmm. not gonna be I'm gonna say it like I watch sometimes if I see Queen on the Runway and I'm like I love their makeup mm-hmm. and I want to do something like it. I'll go back to that episode and watch them in the mirror moments.
Oh, yeah.
And literally pause it, screenshot it, play it some more when I get them next. Pause it, screenshot it, so I can see how did they do that.
Oh, her. I've never done that, but...
Well, I get very, yeah, like, in my that. Head with looks, and I need to be very precise.
Yeah, but, same. The second thing I wanted to comment about this is... Rita Wiglet asks the girls if anyone has seen her season, and they all kind of were like, yeah, no, we didn't really, and she says that it kind of died out after season, or after episode 4, and it's yeah. true, Down Under true. Season 1 was kind of lackluster, yeah. Season 2, though,
I've not seen season 2,
season 2 is so to. Good.
If you watch season 1, I really love Et Cetera, Et Cetera.
Yeah.
They're a performer that made me really be unapologetically confident in drag as a non-binary performer.
Yeah.
They really, like, paved the way in my mind. Don't apologize. Just be yourself, and if people don't like that, drive on.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They're a really great human being. Follow them if you do. Mm-hmm. But all the queens from...
Yeah.
From... A lot of the queens from Down Under Season 1 are phenomenal. Except Scarlett. Don't follow her. She's... No. She's just not it.
Yeah.
The other ones are really all phenomenal entertainers. And that's why I really love seeing Anita on here.
Yeah.
It's giving her the highlight of...
Like, and I know I'm, like, super hard on, like, on Anita. But I'm not... I don't hate her. And I don't hate her drag. I really loved... her in her season.
No. I would buy a ticket to see her.
I really wish that she would have stepped it up. Like, because she's funny. Like, she has, like, this, like, little, like, older, sophisticated humor that I kind of enjoy.
Hollywood J just ate this, this runway look. And
Brooke.
This. This is yellow. When they're like, don't worry. This is caught in the rain. The wet hair with a bit of volume.
This is how I would do Caught in the Rain, but maybe, like, smear my makeup a little bit more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, I fully turned to Andrew when I saw this. I said, I need to buy a cute little dress and just wrap chains around it. Yeah. Like...
It's so simple.
It's like, so simple. You can so do it backstage fashion, while you get ready. It's so high fashion. Of course, her look is more than just chains around it.
But still, like...
But I can make DIY version of it.
You know?
But Hollywood J, the hair, the makeup... It's amazing. So everything I said about a human hair wig, I'm on that retracting. Because I guarantee you, this is human.
Yeah.
And she looks amazing, and it's dragged up.
Yeah.
So, if you did watch, and you got mad at me for saying human hair isn't drag enough, I retract that statement. But also, for me, a flat human hair wig is not drag enough on my face. On most of the girls that were humans, it is.
Oh, yes.
So, it's super you fun. Included.
Thanks.
So, first look is Air Body Lace. I love this look.
Yeah. Yes.
Vanity Milan. This is amazing. The one thing about Vanity that I absolutely love and think the reason why she did better than anyone else is presentation.
Yeah, I agree. Presentation.
She knew how to do that wind fan, and she sat in that wind fan. She didn't just... hit it and then walk. She sat in that wind fan for a good moment.
She was giving us the full fantasy.
And she went back to it, sat in it, and it is giving Victoria's Secret, like,
absolutely
so good.
This
was amazing. So, while Vanity's look maybe wasn't my most favorite look, it was 10 out of 10. Yeah. This is my favorite look, but I think just Vanity had a better presentation, but this is... This is very cheesy. It's a color.
It's the color on her skin.
Deep purple with black hair.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
It just reads like rich bitch. This, I fucking died at.
I love. It's giving very like Interview with a Vampire lace and leather. I love the hair and the legs. The
hairy legs and with my
But it's giving very werewolfy almost. Yeah. Like I'm reading werewolf vampire and like leather lace. And she worked the fan really good.
Yes.
This look was...
I also was turned on by that.
Can we also talk about her body?
Yes.
Is she padded or is that just her real body? Because it looks like really... The padding doesn't look anything...
I
don't know.
Don't know. I can't tell. It looks real...
We're talking about Raj O'Hara. So far, none of these looks are bad.
Yeah, no. The one thing I do want to say about Raja is it's kind of giving like a nod to like RuPaul. Like RuPaul has like that classic red look. I know like she mentions like it's Storm meets Cruella DeVille, but I can see it's a little RuPaul. But yeah, so far the lingerie looks have been really good. I'm going to eat my words right now.
So Rita Vega is now out here. Is it true? Her makeup looks amazing. Yes. Makeup is beautiful. The headpiece is immaculate with the hair. I love the color palette. However, I wish she either padded out more or cinched in, whichever she could do. The corset looks baggy. Now, yellow, on the runway, delicious.
With so Rita, I do agree that she needed more body. Yes. It's the body.
Because, like, it's not that she looked bad on the body. It's that the corset looked loose.
Yeah. You need to fill it in. Like, yes. If you're going to be wearing a revealing outfit like that, you need to not have the body for it, but at least make it form-fitting to your body. Exactly. And if you don't have that body...
Build a body or purposely make note that that's maybe not how the body's supposed to be.
Exactly. But yellow on the runway.
Silky looks amazing. I also love queens that pull their hair back and then put the bun in the back.
Yeah.
She looks beautiful. She looks really good with like that. Again, black and yellow is such a complementary color.
She's giving me, like, early Beyonce.
Yes. So, Anita Wiglet, not my favorite. It is... Again, none of these looks are really, like, bad. If I saw these girls at the club, I would be tipping
$2. Oh, yeah. Even if they looked busted, I would still tip them, but...
It just is not on the level of the first three.
Honestly, okay, for her, I think what didn't... She just didn't sell it to me. Like, I love and get that she's a campy queen, but if it
she didn't camp it up enough.
Yeah, either camp it up all the way or, like, tone it down and just walk the runway.
Which is what we saw her on her first season. She did everything at 110.
Yeah.
Here, for having fun, she's still seeing it at a 50-60.
Yeah.
Push it up. It's Jasmine Masters. Zhuzh it up. Get into it.
Also, the corset thing again, like, it's a little loose. So, like, it loses the fantasy, you know?
So, now we have Arctic Fox.
Yes.
Vandalon. I love this
fox coat.
Beautiful. It is stoned. I love the hair. I love a high hair.
Yeah. She's giving me very supermodel.
Yes. Now, again... This is how you do a bodysuit, but make it right. And so I think we need a discussion in drag. Is bodysuits are not bad.
No,
you have to do them right.
Yeah.
This is couture.
Mugler.
Isis. She just said it. I love this look so much.
Yes. It's her mug. It's her mug. For me all the time.
With the hat.
I think I can see her North Pole.
So iconic.
This is my favorite look of the whole night. Victoria Scones.
I have been wanting a constructed coat like this ever since Eureka made hers on her season.
This is the most beautiful. The hair.
Yeah.
Who did that fucking hair? I need to know. Message me now. Because that's hair.
Yeah.
That's not foam.
No, that's hair.
That's hair. This is the earrings, everything. Again, Raja. whipping that, human hair. She's whipping that purple human hair.
Absolutely. This.
Purple and white. Ding, ding, ding.
Yep.
Beautiful mix and match. She looks beautiful.
She is
giving
bad.
Like Mrs. Claus. I love how the corset goes up around the waist. I love this look.
Really?
I thought this was campy, funny. It's giving me very Rita Vega. If I saw a queen looking this, I would think Rita Vega.
I don't know.
Now, is it...
I don't think it's...
Is it...
fashionable.
Now, compared to the others, is it that great? I would have maybe cinched in the coat more.
Mm-hmm.
To create more, like, flair.
Yes. This.
This is gorgeous.
Have you seen Wakanda? Or Black Panther?
I've seen the first.
Okay. You know, the one tribe that lives in the mountains, I think?
Yes.
Yes, this is, like, very... Okay. It's giving me very that. I apologize for not knowing, like, the name of the tribe, but...
Yeah, it's fine.
It's giving me very, like, regal, like, African queen.
I love this so much. I love the cape.
Yeah. She's our snow queen.
Honestly, can I say this about this challenge? Yeah. Anita Wiggler's coming out, and I love this look. I think this was the best... I think everyone did not... No one missed on the fur challenge. Trend alert. The gays hate the animals.
Yeah, we do.
But no, we all know this is faux fur. But no, she looks great. The hair I love.
Her body looks so great. The body's right. The mug. Now, yeah. She served.
She did.
Like, she served.
Okay. Now it's Khan and Rain Couture. This, themselves.
These are the homemade... Or the homemade... The maid outfits.
She looks great. The body cinched. I wish
you would have taken off the hat.
Well, I wish the hat was pulled back more.
Like a little tilted?
A little tilted. It's a little sat plopped on. But I get the concept. If a queen came out in this at the gig, I would lose my fucking mind.
But what makes me mad about this look is that she... This is the close-up that she's painting. You know, when we talked about... That's the mug that she's wearing underneath that, and you can't even see it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes me so mad. And, like...
Yeah.
We
wanted to see the face.
Yeah, spoiler alert, they're going to read it for that. So if
you tilted the wig back, you could have gotten it. It would have fallen just below the eyes and then tilted down.
And then it would have moved by itself as you're, like, strutting the runway. You could have seen,
yes.
Isis Couture, I literally...
This is so great. But see how she built everything on the ropes.
This.
There's hair. It is a little. This is very my drag, but I'm trying to think how the judges would see it. I can see them saying this is a little all over the place. Now, for me, this is not.
Yeah. No, I like that. I would wear that.
I would wear it too.
Okay, Victoria Scone is serving.
This is beautiful.
Garden Rose.
Now, I'm gonna say it.
Say it.
The look. The sewing, everything is fitted phenomenally.
Mm-hmm.
What is the one piece that you gag over? The hair.
Yes.
What did she make the hair?
No.
So we'll find out later.
I
thought she
should have
been
that.
High, not in the top two.
Really?
No.
This I was kind of disappointed with, not gonna lie.
Yeah, Raja's.
Like when she was talking to him in the workroom, she was talking about making like a jumpsuit, raincoat, gown thing. And I was like, okay, like, I get it. But it was the dangly part on her hip. I just didn't understand it. I don't know. There was just, if it was just going to be a gown, just leave it as, like, just coming down. I don't know.
There was something weird about it. Like, the wrinkles, I could not tell if the wrinkles were intentional or not. That's what may confuse me.
Mm-hmm.
They looked intentional, but the lower you went, they looked less intentional. And so I was like,
did she steam it or something?
She may have not had time, fair enough.
Yeah,
I couldn't make that and steam it in time.
Never.
I'd be still sewing that as I was going out.
I really didn't even sew anything.
But yeah, I was kind of disappointed in Raja.
Yeah, but we have two more looks. So
we have Rita. Rita's look, I love Rita's look. This is a beautiful look. I would wear this. I think this is gorgeous. I think it's stunning. It is absolutely not giving Caught in the Rain. If she walked out and someone turned to me and said, what was the challenge? I would think, like, fall or, like, neutral beige.
Yeah. Or, like, fall. I would do fall.
It is a great look. She's a great seamstress or designer. Missed the challenge. Missed it left field.
I kind of don't like it. And I think maybe it's just, like, the combination of all the pieces. I'm a firm believer that, like, no thing is ugly on its own. But together, pieces can be ugly together. Like, a look can be ugly. So, like, I like the wrist things that she has going on. I don't think I would pair it with it because when you are walking, you have them so close to your hips that it just makes you even wider. Okay. And I don't know. It just... And I don't get me wrong. I love classic drag. I do. I just didn't like her color palette with her hair and, like, the gold. I don't know. It just was, like, kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of disappointed and kind of, like, scared for her.
Yeah. But I'm more forgiving of, like, the makeup because, like, you're doing three looks.
Yeah.
So you have to, like, build off that makeup. Mm-hmm. Like, so the makeup looks not as fitting as I would be, like, oh, your makeup looks a little off. I'm a little more forgiving of that. Yeah. But, like, if the hair and the costume don't match, you can fix that.
Exactly.
The makeup you can fix, but if you put color in your face, that's why if I ever did a runway, I'd do nude and then build up to color.
Exactly.
And then, yeah. But.
But this is just our unsolicited opinions.
Now, Silky. Silky stopped by She's a Her and took some notes. Mm-hmm. No, maybe I took notes from her. This is caught in the rain.
This.
Fully believe she's caught in the rain. Chic, caught in the rain.
Black girl magic to its finest. Like, I just love the details. Like, the pockets and like, the...
And she made the umbrella. The umbrella is covered in the same fabric as her dress.
And the rubber duckies and the... I love the sleeves of the raincoat.
Okay.
Crossing.
Remember when I was talking earlier, girls, listening to the pod, that I said some girl I truly believe got caught in the rain?
Mm-hmm.
This is Anita Wiglet. Watch her. I would fully believe this bitch was smoking a cigarette and got caught in the rain. The hair, love the hair.
Mm-hmm.
Please give me it. Her makeup looks beautiful.
Yeah,
the costume actually does not look bad. For going home on her first challenge, I just think... She got just output out by other girls.
Yeah, I agree.
And can I actually say this, though? I'm going to say it. Well, no, we'll get there in the episode. Okay. I mean, a little too ahead of myself.
But I agree. I kind of like...
Rita should have gone home instead of Anita.
That's so controversial. Why would you do that?
So bold. We can cut that out and then we'll...
No, we'll keep it. I actually was really impressed with her because I really liked her look. I love the wig. I love her makeup. Mm-hmm. I loved how it flowed when she walked. There are things like less is more in fashion.
Yeah, for sure.
But also, if this was just like a regular like design challenge, I would have not been mad. I would have been like, oh my God, this is great.
I think she suffered from the lack of people to absorb her.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, she also did, a bodysuit and a cat suit, but she didn't do the generic.
She did like the asymmetrical.
Asymmetrical, so which is.
Gave us something else. Yeah.
But. Yeah, she should have been the bottom, I do think, but...
So, she's got ahead of herself and said who was in the bottom. But based off of this, I also agree that Rita and Anita should have been in the bottom.
I think it was very clear. So, if you're listening and you've watched it, or you haven't, those two were very much in the bottom.
Yeah, I think Isis Couture and Raja... and Silky are in the top. Those are my predictions.
My predictions is I think Silky and Isis are the top two of the week.
Actually, I'm going to take that back. I want Victoria Scone to be up there. Raja's last look kind of disappointed me, and I really was impressed by Victoria's sewing skills.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take it back.
So I'm going to say Isis and Silky
are
top two. And then I think, because I don't believe in safes... I think Victoria and Raja and Vanity all should be high.
They
should all get on stage. They all should get their dues. Especially Vanity for being the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Making that look was a great
No, but it maybe wasn't not, the worst.
But it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
And also, she, that first look, I'm so, that first look, she.
Carnival, period. Yes.
I think, I hate when people are like, especially when queen, there's so few queens on stage. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's only, we have only 7 queens here. Yeah. Give them critiques. Yeah. Don't just be like, you're safe, go back to the stage. Give them critiques, give them a placement so they know how to work off the next week. Even if you know they're not going to be in the bottom. I think Drag Race is scared of giving a lot of people a lot of, like, praise. And being like, 5 out of the 7 queens here were in the top. Mm. And then we have a top 2. Like,
I think
it, can multiple people exceed instead of just one person plus the top 2?
Yeah.
Because I think that's what we saw tonight. I think we saw that the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, multiple people succeed in. Let's praise when they succeed.
I do agree because, I mean, in season 12, is that the season that Jan was in?
Yeah.
Where Jan kept getting, like, frustrated because she's like, I'm just safe. I want to hear. I want to know what I can do better. And
but yeah, you should have been in the top.
Yeah, yeah.
Not well, that someone should have been removed from the top.
Yeah.
You should have been added to the top. I think my one criticism of Drag Race is, like, I think they're so quick to have a 6 bottom placement, but they're so afraid of having, like, a 6 top or like the cast is mostly heavily top. Now maybe I'm thinking of episodes they've kept everyone high but
yeah.
I think for this episode I don't think we needed 2 safe people.
Yeah. I do agree with like the UK does this where like if they do like a group challenge or they'll give like
the all badges. The win.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I do. Because you as a team succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
All wins. Yeah.
But it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah. So let's get into the critiques.
Yes. So.
Oh, it's time for the judges' critiques.
Oh, period.
First here we go.
Vanity Milan. Hello, Governor. What up? Your wind look actually just took my breath away. You
absolutely.
Yes.
Your hair.
This color palette on her skin is perfection.
My jaw just dropped.
Vanity just has so much stepped it up from her original season. As someone that's watching her original season, she just has gone from like good looks, but she was never booger. There was other people there.
Yeah,
for
sure.
She shot up so much.
I don't really like this comment where the judges will always say like it didn't take a lot of time. Like your outfit doesn't look like it took a lot of time. Like, especially, like, coming from Brooke. Brooke, you know what this competition is. Like, you were in that. You did that ball challenge. You know how much time they're allowed. And, like, obviously,
there's
like,
also creative time where you're coming up with a look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, like, maybe it might have not, like, looked. But, like, I mean,
if it looks good, it looks good.
This isn't the worst look. This is not the worst look.
No. And I would wear this look.
Yeah, it's. Me too. Absolutely.
Thank you.
This is something I would make.
Yeah. They did clock her on not being able to see her face.
Your wind look. That was the look of the night.
Oh, yes.
Great.
I shared this on my Instagram because
she's amazing.
I love a good dad.
She's also making all the white twinks on Twitter mad.
Really?
Oh, they are not happy.
Why?
It's misogyny. That's really why.
Oh.
Real quick, I just wanted to quick comment, sidebar, about Vanity Drag. She's gotten a lot of backlash after bringing up the conversation about that word. And I think it's a community that I think our listeners...
Vanity or Victoria?
Victoria.
Okay.
There's a lot of these, and we are struggling in the moment. All right. 3, 2, 1. Victoria. So, I want to pause for a moment and talk about Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that she brought up a word that has been used a lot in the drag community, and I think it's really important that we listen to people that have like vaginas in our scene, that are identify as women, and that have that platform, especially like lesbians. Like, she represents a very important but underrepresented and underappreciated part of the LGBTQ community, which is our lesbians. Like, and so I think what she did tonight and what the discussion she brought up is so important to listen to and appreciate and make sure that we are really looking out for our like lesbian, you know, drag performers, like, because they have a, they have so much to like overcome, more so than us, you know, male assigned at birth people that are so used to that talk pad, blah, 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 mm-hmm. do this, do that. They also have to change their bodies.
Yeah.
And we don't talk about that. And go out and you support your female entertainers. You support your female establishments, especially lesbian bars. If you're in Milwaukee, please go to Walker's Pint. It's one of the only lesbian bars. Really, there's only 16 lesbian bars out there.
In like
in the entire U.S.,
what?
It is 1 of 16.
I was going to ask.
And it's such an important place that we go and support our lesbian establishments, because we as, like, I'm going to maybe misgender myself for a moment, but I lived most of my life as a gay man. Mm-hmm. I have establishments I can be safe at as mm-hmm. a gay man. A lot of lesbians do not have that.
Yeah.
And so it's very important that we support our lesbian bars. And if you're in town, go there, get a drink there, tip them really well, and make sure you leave a review and keep that keep those places open, because it's so vital to part of the LGBT community.
Yeah, it's... Actually, I was working out with one of my friends the other day, and she brought up the fact that there are no lesbian hangouts. Or, like, places, or, like, bars. She's yeah. Where do I go and meet women? I'm like, honestly, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
I don't think, like, Madison has a spot for you.
Yeah, like there's, like, the WISCO. So, there are any lesbians listening to this podcast or people that identify as female, lesbian, you know. If this applies to you, listen.
Yes.
There is, I would highly recommend, following on social media, DJ Femme Noir.
Oh, period.
Who's yep. a amazing lesbian, DJ.
Mm-hmm.
She does a lot of pop-ups or a lot yeah, of bar pop-ups at, WISCO. What's the other place? It is right across the street from Festival Foods.
Ravinia Courtyard.
There's a lot of pop-ups that yes. are very lesbian friendly, lesbian focused.
They have a, so there's Backyard of Gays, and then there's another one in it. Are we allowed to say?
I don't use that term.
Yeah,
but I don't like if it applies.
Yeah. But there's like there's an Instagram page, and I'll tag them in the comment of this video or of this.
Yeah.
Because if you are wondering and want to like connect, you can follow that page for pop-up events.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's that word with something else. Like,
yeah.
So yeah, I think it's very important. Oh, we were talking, the reason why we brought this up is because of the white twinks attacking her on Twitter.
Yeah. They were very upset about her going out as,
drag king.
Boo-hoo. I don't get it. Boo-hoo. I did not pay much attention to it, but I saw it.
Boo-hoo for
people
them.
Were very upset about it, and they're like, well, she didn't do it well. She didn't do it this. And it's like,
you just are
trying to find yeah. something to nitpick and be mad about.
Yeah, just because like, she's not your standard, like, drag queen competing, you know?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Just be mad yeah. that she looked so good. Like,
for real.
Be bitter. Like, die mad.
You're just mad that, like, you wanted in the butt from her.
Yes.
Because I did.
Because, like, her drag is, like, so phenomenal. And, mm-hmm. like, I love that she is getting this, like, platform.
It's kind of like, it's, like she said, it's her, like, reintroduction to the world. Because yes. she only had, what, two episodes? Yeah, two episodes. And then she had to leave. So, I think, I mean, she deserves it just as much as any other queen to be on here competing. And
rightfully so. She works just as hard. Yeah. If not twice as hard.
Yeah.
Than other performers. Mm-hmm. So, because I don't talk. I don't pad.
Yeah. I just...
And I'm a person with a penis.
Yeah.
And so I hate that when people are like, oh, if this is a performer with a vagina, they are cheating. Bitch, am I cheating?
What are the rules of drag?
Am I cheating? Is that the rules of drag?
Rules of drag?
Like,
who knows?
You know, most of the people that complain don't even do drag.
Yeah.
So it's like...
You know what? Just send your seat and tip us your dollars.
Absolutely.